This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's hard to believe. As you know, I'm the chair of Rebuilding America Now, the Trump Super PAC. And we have an ad up that basically talks about this. She said they walked out of the White House broke. They started a foundation, and today they're worth over $100 million.
You know,
how
do
you do that?
I looked it up, and I wanted to know whether she's worth $100 million or not, and the range that we got was something like $11 million to $50 million, which is not, I mean, I'm not denying that's a huge sum of money, but everyone keeps saying $11 million. $50 million is a lot, $11 million is a whole lot, but anyway, I know that, they gave a lot of speeches, but even that's under fire because, you know, there's one speech for $750,000 that Bill Clinton's getting heat for. So, you know, I think it would be smart of her to sit down and answer some of these questions. And she will at the debate, I assume.
Well, and on top of that, they've acknowledged now that they're going to stop taking this foreign money. Why did they do it while she was Secretary of State? How, if it's corruption now, why wasn't it corruption before? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, today, President Bill Clinton issued something from the foundation outlining the good that the Clinton Foundation has done. Do you think the foundation has done any good in the world?
You know, I personally haven't seen it. I was talking to somebody the other day about Haiti, and they said he would not be welcome to go back there, but who knows? I don't know enough about exactly what the foundation has done. What I do know is they walk out broke, they start a foundation, and they're worth a lot of money. They're public servants. That's not how you become wealthy. You don't become wealthy as a public servant. They're trying to get this ad taken down that we have up right now. And we're continuing to raise money to keep this message up there because this is wrong, what they've been doing.
Well, this is what politicians do. They get wealthy in office. I mean, it's well documented. Let's go back. Peter Schweitzer's book several years back, Throw Them All Out. Gave us evidence and cited specific examples where different politicians went to elected officials doing the people's bidding were very happy to take their share along the way. The insider trading that took place that was all just, you know, it was just standard fare, all accepted until the ethics committee, which up till then said, hey, it's okay, not a problem. Are you kidding me? Just on the book that Peter Schweitzer put out, it caused them to, pass a law to say, you know, I say it caused Congress to pass a law saying, hey, they were going to stop doing this. But meanwhile, hey, the barn's already open. The door's open. The cows are already gone. And they have, over the years, just found a way. And I'm sure what they've done, I mean, because, you know, attorneys know how to do this. They know how to stay out of jail. And they figure out new ways to work around the system and do this. So what Hillary has done and Bill Clinton have done is just, you know, that on steroids. They have found a way to follow the money. As she says, follow the money. That's what they did. They followed the money. So here's Haiti. They're in this tragic situation, catastrophic. And what happens? The American people, as we generally do, say, hey, let's go out and help the people in Haiti. And just like in Louisiana, there's going to be money flowing to Louisiana. Well, then you follow the money and see, you know, what politicians, what buzzard-like politicians are out there, you know, taking their share because they feel like, hey, look, I'm an elite and I deserve this and I should get paid because I've got a little inside information and I can help here and I can wield my influence. I mean, and you've heard that story time and time again about Nancy Pelosi. When she was 7 years old and picking up the phone in her father's mayor's office. And her response was, hey, what do you got for us? You know, so this has been well conditioned, well accepted. It goes along with the territory. And as long as you don't make it too obvious, then you kind of stay out of jail. But we know what's happened to how many governors in Chicago, in Illinois. And in other states who have decided that they're a little bit more deserving and they want to carve out more than their unfair share. And eventually, you know, greed just is the better champion, and they end up falling. And this is what Rick Scott is pointing out here about Bill and Hillary Clinton. We've got more. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, America, I guess you have to decide if getting America back on track is that important. Do we need to focus ourselves, you know, on that idea and concept of what it is and what it looks like when America is back on track? We know that we've let go of these critical anchoring points, and this is why we're like that hot air balloon that's been punctured and is not anchored. You know, we've lost our moorings, so we're just kind of flitting here and there, pell-mell, all over the place. And, you know, and along the way, we're wasting a lot of the people's money and evaporating resources so unnecessarily. Is that the American way of life? Certainly it is. It isn't, and this is why 7 out of 10 of us agree that we are on the wrong track. I say, okay, that's the start of a good observation. Now let's come to a conclusion and let's be solution-based. And this is what the show is all about. You know, people ask me all the time, they say, well, what are you about? And I said, well, we're solution-based. We believe that we need to include all points of view here, and we don't believe in invalidating people. I believe this is what's happened to people on the right, conservative points of view. Progressives have said, hey, look, we don't want you involved in the discussion anymore, so we're going to ask you to get out of the marketplace. You know, quite ironically, here we are, since they've been at the helm, you know, for a number of decades now, and destroyed cities across America. Some are starting to realize the empirical evidence is too resounding. It's too clear, and they're saying, where are you? You know, where are the conservative elements? Where is their conversation? Well, you've told Christians, particularly, and conservatives that their opinion doesn't count, and they don't see their opinion as being part of the solution. Now they're realizing that it's ill-fated, hasn't worked out very well. They're suffering, and they're starting to see that the goose that has been laying golden eggs is starting to fade here, and that maybe they need to get outside of their ideology. Well, the fact of the matter is, as we were talking about before with Chris Pabst, is that it comes down to what the focus is. What is the objective here? Is it about we the people, or is it about we the elites? And what it has become in this country is that it's no longer about we the people. It's not about serving the people. I mean, the elites have rigged the system. They really have rigged the system. I mean, and this is where Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have started to pull back the curtain here, and you're starting to see what they have done in rigging the system. And it's quite brilliant the way they've been able to do this, because they didn't do it on their own money. They basically used the people's money to secure their positions, to gerrymander the country, to make sure that they got reelected and that their policies are what get passed and get thrust upon, you know, cities and governments around this country. And look what's happened. I mean, it is astounding to me. I mean, the evidence is so clear. And why we're having a discussion beyond just saying, look, let's get them the heck out of here. Let's stop this egregious waste of the people's money, and let's get this country back on track. Why isn't this a short conversation? Well, it goes to the point that they're so well entrenched and they're so fortified. And I wanted to bring this up with our last guest, and that is that, Chris, here is that, you know, what has happened is the elites are fortified, their foundation is the entitled class. And not only is the entitled class there and growing, they're allowed to vote. So when they're allowed to vote, guess what keeps growing? You got it, the entitled class. So here you are, for those of us who, and again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful here. Let's just look at the mechanics of it, you know, without emotion. Okay, so you're out there, you're working hard, your taxes are going to support, you know, you think yourself, but it's not just you, it's about three or four other people behind you that you're supporting because they just don't want to work. They've been told by the government, hey, you're better off not working. We're going to incentivize you not to work. As Dinesh D'Souza said in his movie, Hillary's America, and I know for some people, you know, they go, oh, okay, you're attacking Hillary, so you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I say, look, stop for just a minute and listen to what he has to say and decide for yourself if it's not a con that's been thrust upon America. And they've worked this con time and time again. It's been working for them for decades. I mean, the progressive movement just didn't start yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. This has been going on for almost a couple hundred years. And in here in this country, anyway, it's always been prevalent. And you always have that stream of ideology that goes on. And eventually, it's quite interesting. I mean, the reason it just keeps on, you know, it just is never absolutely done away with, is that in our own human ineffectiveness, in our own human failing, somehow we want to think that, you know, the ideas that the progressives present, that there's some validity. But as Chris even pointed out, historically, it's not valid. Bill Federer the same way when he talks about, you know, history of the nations. You know, our human failings just cannot seem to get away from that ambition and that trajectory that says, hey, look, we're going to, you know, we're going to find a better way, you know. And we've got it all figured out. So now we're going to exchange freedom of the masses for enslavement, but we're not going to call it enslavement. You know, maybe some of the wise people might figure it out that they're being enslaved and being placed on the plantation, but it's going to be rejected because we have offered a class of people some false sense of security with entitlements. Well, here we are, $19 trillion in debt and counting. I mean, you saw the numbers. I mean, if you were to split the indebtedness and liabilities of a country amongst the population, I mean, my grandson was just born, and, well, welcome to the United States, and a Hawaii birth certificate, and your liability right now stands at $56,000. That's today. And tomorrow it will grow exponentially, but not to worry. If he should continue on and become, you know, part of the hard working class of America, his actual liability will more than double. And I think it's about $162,000 because we have so many people on entitlements that they're not carrying their fair share. So, you know, it's up to the rest of us. And again, I mean, don't hear me here. If you're hearing that I'm putting down people who are on entitlements, I think some people need to be, you know, for a season. And as they say, given a hand up. And the hand up operative word and concept has been missing. It's almost become a hand down to keep you down, not to raise you up, not to give you an incentive to do what is within the natural context of your humanity. And that is for you to be productive, to realize the big dreams that only you have. Nobody else has that big dream that resides in you. It is your big dream. And that's when you're most fulfilled, and when you're most freed is when you are working on that specific dream. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Bill and I have been blessed, and we're very grateful for the opportunities that we had, but we've never forgotten where we came from, and we've never forgotten the kind of country that we want to see for our granddaughter.
Get away. Get a good job, it's all paying, you're okay.
It attracted donations from people, organizations from around the world. And I think that just goes to show that people are very supportive of the life-saving and life-changing work it's done here at home and elsewhere.
So they say, is the root of all evil today?
This is Bill Martinez live.
Yes, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation. We always love to hear your opinion because it does count here. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Tom Rogan. Tom, out of Washington, D.C., is a contributor for Opportunity Lives, a panelist on the McLaughlin Group, and a senior fellow at the Steamboat Institute. Tom, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here to talk about Obama's Russian delusion. Tom, help us understand here, a week after the president noted the difficult state of Russian relations, Russian forces and their proxies are preparing a new offensive in the Ukraine. Russia's slaughter of civilians in Syria continues. And yet, in another Balkan adventure, Russia is planning new military exercises with Serbia. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, the piece that I wrote, which you just referenced there, is trying to make the point of view that in terms of what Vladimir Putin has been doing in the last week, after President Obama expressed concern about the state of relations, but optimism that on Ukraine and on Syria specifically, that Russia would engage more constructively with the United States, the very opposite is happening. And I think that shows the divergence between President Putin sees President Obama and how President Obama sees President Putin. I think on the part of President Obama, he looks at President Putin and sees someone who, to some degree, is tempered by the economic difficulties that Russia faces, and that someone who ultimately doesn't want to have to remain in Syria or continue to suffer under sanctions in Ukraine, Western sanctions there. But I think President Putin sees it differently. He sees his economic difficulties as at home as something that doesn't necessarily affect him and the ruling elite, because Russia, you know, there are some very poor people, but there are some very rich people around Putin. And again, he is not someone vested with moral interest in the poorest members of Russian society.
So exactly.
Seeing President Putin's, sorry, President Obama's weakness in terms of Syria, his refusal to, you know, back away from his, you know, President Obama at the moment is hesitating on whether he would continue to demand that Bashar Assad would step down. Obviously, the Russians want Assad to stay there. President Obama in Ukraine has been relatively impotent in terms of Russian escalation. And so for Putin, all this stuff allows him to, again, carve out that Eastern Bloc in Eastern Europe and allow his domination there in terms of proxy states that are pro-Russia instead of pro-Western, and in the Middle East more specifically. And I think this is the big issue. By undercutting American credibility with allies like Saudi Arabia and Turkey, he can put those allies, those traditional American allies, in a position where they now come under the Russian orbit. And the Saudis in particular allows, you know, they buy a lot of, you know, technology, buy tens of billions of Russian arms goods, so it's good for his economy. They also, they don't have faith in the United States, and Putin says, you know, you might not like me, but I'm the enemy, you know, and I, you know, you better just get on my side, otherwise I'm going to come in your face. So it's that realpolitik differential between President Obama and President Putin.
Why is it that I picture the president banging away on the reset button, thinking that he keeps on hitting it, maybe something's going to catch, when the reality of the world, just as you pointed out, the president's reality or his perspective and worldview is in conflict, I should say, with reality?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think the reason, part of the reason President Obama is so insistent on, you know, denying reality is that he doesn't want to accept he was wrong. So he's more interested, quite frankly, in terms of having a situation wherein he is willing just to sort of play out the clock and let the Russians sort of do what they will do. But I also think there's this delusion on his part that, you know, he's very hesitant about engaging the United States in more concerted action around the world. And so because of that, he's just willing to essentially keep yielding to Vladimir Putin. And it, look, the problem we have is that as these dynamics become more entrenched, it becomes that much harder for the next American president to change course and rectify the situation.
Well, that was going to be my next question to you. What does this leave for the next administration? I mean, their hands are going to be filled big time. We have domestic issues to deal with, but we still need to, you know, keep our eye on what's happening internationally. As you say, Russia's expanding their sphere of influence. It's the devil you know versus the one that you thought you knew, and all of a sudden, you know, the branding and, you know, sense of confidence that maybe our Middle East allies had about America have all gone by the wayside. I just think there's so much damage repair that needs to be done by this next administration. Whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, they're going to both have their hands full regardless.
They absolutely will. But, you know, you see the distinction on the part, you know, President Trump would be, I think, much more inclined to give latitude to Russia in terms of those interests. I think he's more on the sort of isolationist mind of things. And Hillary Clinton, I think, would be more hesitant, again, and would want to challenge the Russians more. But the critical question becomes, you know, a lot of people always say to me, well, why is this relevant to the United States? And, you know, why does it matter what happens in these places? And what I come down to, and again, I say this as an American who grew up abroad, hence my accent, mm-hmm. you know, my dad was in the State Department, is that the United States, where the United States doesn't play this role in the world in terms of behind the scenes, influencing people, credibility with allies, challenging Russia on things, you know, there's a line here that you cannot pass. Very unpleasant people do very aggressive things. That destabilizes international order in terms of economics. It makes, you know, it limits the opportunity for wealth creation, but it endangers people. And so if you look at the world today, the growth of ISIS, the continuing, you know, situation in Saudi Arabia now, where reform becomes less likely as Saudi Arabia moves into the Russian orbit, they'll probably double down on what they have done, at least pre-2003, but still to a degree today, which is funding Islamist extremists. China, with this imperial island campaign that echoes the Japanese in the 1930s. All of this stuff is very serious, then eventually, at a critical point, will either engage the United States being subordinated as a second-tier power below China or below the Russian Empire, as I would call it, and, you know, as a secondary basic point, if it came to conflict in these situations, it would be very significant, and we would have a significant loss of life, and potentially, you know, obviously we're talking about nuclear powers here, so the stakes can't be underestimated.
Well, the superpower status of America is at stake here, and it's not just to have a big S on our chest and act like we're all that in a bag of chips. As you say, there are allies, there's the rest of the world that's been counting on the United States to some degree to kind of hold the bad players at bay. And right now, it would appear, Tom, that they have a tremendous amount of latitude, and more latitude than they've had in the recent past.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. And again, the latitude comes from somewhere. It didn't spring from the ether. It's a product of this administration's deliberate strategic disinterest, the idea that by taking the United States out of the world, that you can have a situation develop where people find their own way, that the United States doesn't have to, you know, be the world policeman, and you know, that other actors, again, that Russia will learn that, okay, this isn't so great for us in Syria, or that other actors in the Middle East, the Iranians and the Saudi Arabians, will come to the table and form a compromise. No, the opposite happens.
Exactly.
The paranoia, the sense of hatred for each other, the sense of opportunity on the part of essential dictators like Putin or Xi, President Xi in China, exactly. The ruling party there, that these adversaries just seek power in the vacuum and push it as far as they can do. And the proof, I think, of what I'm saying is, you know, any of your listeners, Bill, if they look around the world today, I would suggest that they are more likely than not to say they feel less safe than they did at the end of President Bush's time.
Without a doubt. Tom Rogan, thank you so much. Great insight. Thank you for being on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And yes, if you're in Alohaville here in Hawaii, like I am, coming to you live from Kauai, Hawaii, very early. Hey, this is what it takes to make this happen, and great to be with you. Thomas Broadwater, Jr., Esquire, is the president of Americans for Work, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit focused on increasing employment opportunities for Americans, especially minorities, and he is proposing four social reforms that I think have a lot of merit. And, you know, I trust that you will listen up and, you know, evaluate what he has to share with us. Thomas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm great, and please call me Tom. I appreciate it. But thank you for having me, and also a good day to all of your audiences across the United States. It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, good.
Yeah, you did mention that the reforms that we push, and they are distinct and unique because we are a nonpartisan organization. We do not have any interest in the Republican or the Democratic Party. Instead, we're very focused on the workers that we support, and you named those workers. But we think for those workers, racial minorities, veterans, handicapped, and younger workers, that there has to be, number one, a reform of primary education, the whole education system nationwide. Number two, there has to be we have to clean up the disparities in the criminal justice system relative to the way that they affect our workers. Number three, we believe there should be a incentivization tax incentives or local incentives, et cetera, for the 92% of businesses in the country who are small businesses and most apt to hire the workers we support. And then three, we really love what some of the candidates are saying today about putting Americans first relative to jobs versus outsourcing them, or relative to legal and illegal immigrants who have now come into the country and are professionalizing those jobs and taking them away from our traditional American communities.
Exactly. Well, those are four excellent points. Let's talk about the education system. We've known for a while, Tom, that it's broken, clearly. But we do same old, and, you know, I would think that anybody in the teaching profession that looks at the statistics cannot be very proud of the results that they're showing right now.
And I think that you're absolutely correct, Bill, and that anyone that has had a child in school, I have three, one college graduate now, one in college and one on the way, but anybody who's looked at the public education system that I'm very familiar with, knows that the ones that the systems, the districts, the areas that are in trouble, they have a legacy of poor curricula, a curricula design that's steeped in the past, that's not current and ready to support younger, the students that are coming into it who may not be prepared. Mm-hmm. Too often minority communities, for instance, are relegated into what's called special education. And I'm sure that we're smart enough now to completely redesign the curriculum and take care of those people. Another problem that we have, and you may not see it in Hawaii, but across the Northeast, in the northern parts of the country, Los Angeles and others, we have a challenge with labor. Organized labor, though, was designed to help people and help the workers themselves, has ended up taking over and actually dictating how things are done in the public education system. That has to be reformed. Those people have to be removed, and or in dysfunctioning schools, students and their parents need to be given a voucher so that they can walk across the county line and exactly. Go to a better school.
Exactly. We're incentivizing all the wrong behavior because we've lost focus, Tom, on what the objective is here. It's no longer about the kids. It's about the system. As long as the system sustains itself, the results matter little. But meanwhile, we're putting kids in this system and we're debilitating them, and they're ill-prepared to deal with the 21st century America. And shame on us. And I say us because we're all part and parcel to the problem. As you say, this is apolitical.
Shame on any of us who've had kids in public school and think that there's somehow somebody can remedy that situation. A child in Baltimore City, one of the worst school districts in the country, should be given that $13,500 that taxpayers paid and allowed to take that voucher across the county line into Baltimore County, which has some of the best schools in the country.
Exactly. I mean,
we've got to get this over with. We have to give people choice. Under the criminal justice situation, we have one of the strongest public safety organizations in the world in our police organizations. But we also have some very bad apples. And those bad apples, as the chief of police in Baltimore, Maryland, last week said, have stained and undermined the integrity of the entire department, the entire institution. So, unfortunately, racial minorities, black and Hispanic American citizens, before they're 18, they have a citation or misdemeanor or something because they have been hyper-interdicted or that's, stopped. Mm-hmm. They've been hyper-prosecuted by local prosecutors. They have been biased by juries in their convictions because, obviously, to a juror who's never seen a black or a Hispanic American citizen, they just default to the caricature they see on television, which is usually some bad example. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we have judges like the guy in Palo Alto, California, who let the Stanford athlete go, and another one down in Louisiana who put a black woman in jail, for 20 years for simple possession. Mm-hmm. So we've got problems in the criminal justice system that have to be resolved. It's got to be cleaned up. The bad apples have to go, whether it's a judge with racial implicit bias or a police with explicit bias. All of those people have to be taken out of the system.
Otherwise, the system has no integrity, and we're going to continue to see flare-ups and problems like we have in these big cities.
Well, Tom, we have. I know that you're an apolitical organization, and I respect that. But in our politics today, we have blatant abuses where you have a rule of law for one class of people, and I'll call it for what it is, a political ruling class of people, and then you have a rule for somebody else. When you have those blatant and obvious demonstrations of the rule of law being obliterated, it transgresses. It goes down into the minority level, and everybody in the country looks at it and go, you know, why should I even be concerned? I mean, you know, if they can get away with it, why are they coming after me for my minor offense by comparison? I mean, it affects our whole perspective on the rule of law.
Yes, it does. And it's so important, as I think, as I referred to the Baltimore police chief who stood there with the Department of Justice report, and he said the majority of the men and women that he knew that wore the uniform and wore the badge were very proud of their jobs, and he was very proud of that. But then he also recognized the very bad apples that he had in the organization. He mentioned the ones that he had fired, and he also said he had a few more to go. And so it's incumbent upon all of us to do that. Let me speak quickly, though.
Okay, because we only have about a minute left here, by the way, so I'll give you a warning.
I want to say you can read a lot more about us at AmericansForWork.org, but I want to say also that one of the biggest inhibitors to as I said earlier, to our workers getting work today, is that they are being forced to compete with illegal and legal immigrants, 75% of which only have a high school degree. Those people come to the country only prepared to do blue-collar labor, and they are taking the jobs away from our youth, kinds of jobs that I did as a youth, and they're taking the jobs away from undereducated racial minority citizens, which happens to be 85% of our community.
Well, Tom, we have to have you back. I appreciate what you're sharing here. It is powerful stuff. It's insightful. And there are solutions, but we need to focus on what the objective is. And I appreciate you sharing your insights with us. And again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Please. Our website is AmericansForWork, the number four, AmericansForWork.org. And there's lots of detail there, and we invite you to join us and like us on Facebook.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Life itself squeezed into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can't control how hard you work. So a thought, reap an action. So an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. And, of course, that is the soundtrack, a bit of the soundtrack, I should say, from a movie that is going to be opening up nationwide this Friday, or probably even Thursday night, called Greater. Greater follows the true story of Brandon Bolesworth, who is perhaps the greatest walk-on in the history of college football. Brandon dreamed of playing for the Arkansas Razorbacks, but he was told he wasn't good enough to play Division I ball. Undeterred, Brandon took a risk and walked on in 1994. Written off by fellow teammates and coaches, Brandon displayed dogged determination in the face of staggering odds. His brother cheered him on. His brother saw something in him and encouraged him all along the way. And we're going to be talking with Marty Bolesworth in just a moment. Well, you imagine, here's this kid walking on. He's not accepted by his teammates. The coaches, they think he's an absolute pain. And he's an awkward kid. Because when you looked at him from the outside, I mean, he had the goofy glasses and, you know, didn't necessarily fit in. Bit of a round peg in a square hole. But little did they know what kind of catalytic, combustible one-man event that Brandon was going to be for this team, and I would say not only this team, but people who come in contact with Brandon Bolesworth's story. This awkward kid who once was an embarrassment to his teammates and an annoyance to his coaches ended up becoming the most respected player in the history of the program, changing the lives of all he touched. As I mentioned, his older brother, Marty Bolesworth, is with us right now. Marty, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. And, boy, what a story about your brother. About 16 years difference, age difference between you and him. But you were his cheerleader, telling him not to listen to what other people were saying, that you saw something in your brother that these coaches and some of the players didn't see.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was a good high school player. By the time he was a senior in high school, which he turned 17, Bill, when he his senior year, so he was 1 year behind basically everybody else. But he was a great player. I mean, played both sides of the ball, worked hard, was in that weight room all the time, and then he was able to. He was all conference all state in Arkansas, and then he made the Arkansas All-Star game, which was a goal of his since he was a sophomore in high school. Played against and with other Razorback scholarship players in August, and you could see that he had the ability. He was equally as good, in my opinion, or better than a lot of the players there. He was a late bloomer, which was part of the reason I think that maybe he wasn't given as much attention as some of the other players that had been maybe starters since they were sophomores, you know, and were on the D1 school's radar. But, you know, we knew Brandon was going to work hard and do everything he could to excel. And I know the coaches and administration found that out very quickly once he arrived in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, the movie does an exceptional job of showing just how dedicated he was to making his dream of playing for the Razorbacks come true. As you say, I mean, he was not afraid of hard work, and he really, for all intent and purposes, has established the standard of commitment and dedication and hard work, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and now, you know, going into our seventh year, the Burlesworth Trophy, just because Brandon was a walk-on now, you know, a lot of good has come from that. And the Burlesworth Trophy Awards is an award for the number one player in the nation that began their career as a walk-on, just like Brandon did. And we've had most of the players that have won it in the past are still playing in the NFL. And one is still in college. Our winner last year, Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, you know, a former walk-on. That's hard to believe. And so, that's kind of – we like to say that's – you know, he set the standard for walk-ons and what – you know, and most of the walk-ons have very similar stories about being overlooked and underestimated.
Yeah, and what a powerful legacy that continues, and what you've done and your family has done, you know, to support and continue this legacy, Marty. You know, to bring people up to speed that have not heard the entire story of your brother, I mean, here he is. He's a standout for the Razorbacks, a dream come true. And then he's drafted by the Colts. Tell us what happens then.
Yeah, he was drafted with the 63rd overall pick. I mean, he was the first Razorback chosen that year and had great they had him actually penciled in to start on the phone because Coach Howard Mudd, who had scouted him, I was actually NFL certified and was his agent. And most people don't know that, but Coach Mudd, I talked to Coach Mudd on the phone, you know, doing like agents do. You call around and get opinions of players, of your players. Well, I had a player, my brother, so I'm calling around. Talking to and they would actually talk to me where they I had several of them say I'll talk to you I'm not going to talk to an agent but you're the brother said so I'll call you back and talk to you you know about him. Coach Mudd had him as a first round draft pick and so when he was available with the 63rd overall pick, which was the second pick in the third round, they jumped on him. They were tickled to death, and Coach Mudd already had him penciled in to start. Went to camp. It, you know, just validated that, went to minicamp and validated that he was going to be starting for the Colts. And, you know, 11 days later after being drafted, you know, he died in a car accident. So, you know, all the dreams, everything that was, you know, what he had worked so hard for and finally accomplished. And, you know, as far as the football career, you know, and what all he was planning on doing, it ended that day, April 28, 1999.
How do you reconcile that, Marty? I mean, here it is, your brother who, you know, is a walk-on, determined, working hard, and everything is looking blue skies and rainbows. And then in a moment, it's all gone. I mean, the rug is pulled out from underneath you, his future, your entire family.
How do you deal with that?
Boy, it was tough, Bill. I mean, that first year was very tough. And I think the movie, you know, the movies are made in a condensed form. You know, time is condensed, and that's what they've done. And I know the director who did a lot of the writing on the script said, my part is in a condensed time frame because, you know, they've interviewed the family. And, you know, for that first year, you're just in a fog, just in a total fog, and trying to make sense of it. There's no sense to be made of it. You know, it is what it is. We don't know the reasons. We do know that, you know, through Brandon's work, what he did, and then through the foundation that Brandon's foundation, that so much good has come of, you know, what he did. So it was not all for naught. We just, you know, we could decide whether we wanted to not do anything and that's it, or pick it up where he left off and run with it and do the work that that Brandon had tried or had planned on doing himself, which is work with kids, do football camps, bring kids to ball games, kids that wouldn't have an opportunity, that, you know, given some hope. And that's exactly what the Brandon Burlsworth Foundation does.
Yeah, that's some of the things that may get lost here in understanding that Brandon was more than a football player, that he was participating in the community. And they had a vision to make things better, not just on the football field, but, you know, around the world in which he lived, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I can remember many times, like I went with him to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Mm-hmm. After practice, there would be fans there to get all the players' autographs. They're loading up on the buses, so I'd hang with him because he would stand there and he would sign for the last kid if the bus left him unless I pulled him away. Mm. So he and I had a little agreement. I said, all right, you sign as much as you can. And then, because he did not want to turn anybody away. He just wouldn't do it. Yeah. They wanted autographs. He's going to stay there. So I would just kind of set it up and said, well, he's going to have to go now, that kind of thing, because he would absolutely not do it. He would stay to the very last one. And Brandon was, you know, he put others before himself, and he put his team before himself. Didn't look for any self-glory. There was, you can look at old footage of him, you know, during a game. You'll never see any, you know, chest pumping, anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just all about the team, and that's what you know, that's what you really admire.
Well, his hard work and dedication was wrapped up in the phrase of doing it Burl's way, which became a rallying cry in Arkansas and beyond. What does that phrase mean to you? We got about 30 seconds left here, Marty.
Yeah, well, Bill, short version is, doing it the Burl's way is what we tell our kids every week during the Razorback season. It's doing the right thing even when no one's looking, and that's what we live by.
Well, congratulations on the movie. We're looking forward to it. I think black horn-rimmed glasses may be coming back into vogue after this. What do you think?
I think so, Bill.
Okay, well, looking forward to it. Congratulations on the movie, Marty. Boy, I'll tell you, to have a brother like Brandon Burlsworth, I know is a blessing. And, and it's like one of those things you're thankful for, and I'm sure you miss him terribly.
Absolutely. Sure do. Just keep that legacy alive. That's what we work at every day.
Amen. Marty Burlsworth, and the movie is Greater, coming to a theater near you this weekend.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.